One of the first dates I went on after my wife passed away was a disaster. Oh my God. We matched on Tinder and we agreed early on that we were both looking for something long-term, despite the connotations of that app. And we chatted a bit and we decided we were going to meet. So I said I would come to her. She lived about an hour, maybe an hour and a quarter away from me, but I was fine with it. It was early and I was not really matching with a lot of people. So the day comes, I drop my kid off at my parents and I'm not running late, but I send her a quick text and I'm like, okay, I'm on my way there. I should be there by 6:30. And I set the GPS and I look and I'm due to get there at like 6:32 or something. I'm like, shit, okay, I got to get there, right? So I get on the highway. I'm like, I better take the 407. And if you don't know what the 407 is, it's this highway in Ontario that costs like $1 million to drive on. And so, fuck it, I'm just going to take this because I don't want to be late, right? So I'm driving there and I'm excited. I want to meet this woman. And I'm driving down the 407 and I'm like, fuck, I got to take a leak. I'm like, okay, I'll be okay. I can hold it. It's like another, like, I don't know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes at this point, right? And I knew there was a Tim Hortons. We were going to meet in like a Tim Hortons parking lot. And so I'm driving and I'm like squirming in my seat. I'm like, I'm dying. I'm like, fuck, I got to stop. So at this point, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I pull off and there's a, like just a country road. I'm like, okay, I'll go up here and I'll see if I can find a fucking bush to take a leak. It's the middle of the day. It's like 5 p.m. Sun's beaming down, no privacy. I can't find anywhere. And finally, I find this little like patch and I pull off and wait for a gap in traffic and stuff. And I do my thing. And of course, I'm not even like zipped up and cars start coming again. I'm like, fuck, get back in the car. I get back in the road and I'm driving and I get a message from her and she's like, are you sure? That's so long. We can do it another time or we can cancel. And so I use like the Siri voice to text. I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm on my way already. And so I'm driving and I get there, I park and I actually run into Tim's again. I take another leak because fucking nervous bladder. So I get back out to the car. I text her. I'm like, hey, I'm here. And she messages back and she's like, already? And I'm like, already? She's like, I thought you said you were coming at 8:30. I'm like, what? I scroll back. I look up. I fucking made a typo. I said I was coming for 8:30, not 6:30. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I'm sorry. I go back. I message. I'm like, I'm really sorry. That was a typo. I'm actually here already. She's like, okay, I'm going to need some time to get ready. So I'm like, all right, no problem. I'm here. So I wait and it's like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. And she comes down and she's even better looking than in the pictures. And now I'm even more nervous. I was already like nervous from everything that had happened to this point. And the plan was to take a walk. There was this area near where she lived, kind of waterfront, and there was like a trail. So we're walking and talking as we're going, and it's going okay. We had like kind of a couple differing opinions on things around, like, this was during COVID, so like masking and vaccinations, but nothing like major, nothing where I was like, oh God, I gotta get out of here. But apparently she was kind of feeling that. So we do the walk, but it's this short little trail. It honestly was like, I don't know, 600 meters or something. So 20 minutes later, we're at the end of the walk and, or at the end of the trail. I'm like, okay, well, do you want to go into Tim's and grab a coffee? She's like, not really. I don't know. I'm not really going into restaurants now. And so I made like another offer. She's like, no, I think we'll just call it a night. And I'm like, all right. I get back in the car and I drive home and I drove probably a grand total of like 3 hours for a 20 minute date. That was the last time I ever saw her. But I laugh. They're not all hits. They're not all wins, but you learn something every date that you go on. On that one, I learned to shrink my radius. After that, I was never driving more than 45 minutes to meet anyone for a date.